You're on 981 2NM. It's time to talk technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm a bit worried about you, though. See, not that long ago, I had an expert on explaining Bitcoin, and I thought that was difficult enough. But what challenge you've set yourself for today is an interesting one. Tell us what's happening with Twitter.
Yeah, so look, let me backtrack even a bit before Twitter as well. If you think about NFT, it's an acronym we're going to hear a lot more of going forward, and it stands for non-fungible tokens. And effectively, what it means is that digital assets on the internet can now be traded. And a digital asset could be a picture, it could be something you've done in Microsoft Paint, or it could be a tweet. And the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, is auctioning off his first ever tweet. And the tweet is, "Just setting up my Twitter." And so far, we've seen bids up to $2.5 million.
This is a comment that he made on his Twitter facility, but wouldn't other people have copy of it? Why has it got worth?
So here is the best way to think about it, is that I can go to the Louvre in Paris and I can see the Mona Lisa. I can take a photo of the Mona Lisa, or I can even go on Google Images and get a photo of the Mona Lisa. But I don't own the Mona Lisa. So by owning the digital asset, it's in the same way of owning a piece of artwork or something physical. Someone actually has to own the original copy. And this is what we're now talking about, is if you are an artist and you're a digital artist, you'll now be able to actually sell the original version of that. And anything else will be considered just a copy, just like you would with a photo.
So if I owned this Twitter, how would I store it? How would I be able to show it to my friends next to my Mona Lisa?
Well, it stays exactly where it is, unfortunately. It doesn't actually, you know, get transferred anywhere. It just stays in its place. But there is a thing called, you've obviously got Bitcoin and things like that, but you've also got a ledger behind all of that, which is where you'll have a record that does sit and say that you own that tweet or that digital asset, which it's extremely confusing. I originally started to think that COVID was, causing a burden for a lot of people. But when you see bids like this, I start to wonder what is actually going on out there.
Well, I think it's probably more than anything else, you put the technology aside, it's a sad indictment in the world that somebody at this point is offering up over $2.5 million US, I expect, for something that is basically just out there in the ether. I mean, you could go, as you illustrated before, you could go and admire that from afar from any number of different locations. You don't actually need to own it anyway.
Exactly. And I just keep trying to think about this art reference. I mean, I'm not a collector of artwork, but a lot of people are, and some people do spend millions of dollars on an artwork. And for me, it feels like there's more effort in physical art than there is in digital, but that's probably unfair to those who create digital artwork. So maybe it is a sense of perspective here. Maybe I'm missing something. We've seen photos that people have, you know, designed, like Nyan Cat, which is a terrible 8-bit image, also sold for close to $1 million as well. So if you do want to own a piece of the internet, you now can. It just seems like it's costing a lot of money.
Well, I think to put it in perspective, what we're going to do is, because this is original copy of this conversation, we're going to keep the recording of it, and I'm opening up the bids at $2.5 million US, and anybody could give us a call here at the station if they're interested. 654-31981. Jeff, what do you reckon?
I love the idea, because there's a lot more words in this conversation than there is in Jack Dorsey's tweet. So I think we're offering really good value for money here.
That's what it's all about. Jeff Quattromani, thank you very much for joining us to talk technology.
Thanks for having me.